How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to your Daily Nerd Devo. So, what do world-renowned a cappella group Pentatonix, groundbreaking and kind of forever really good League of Legends organization T1, and the 12th largest municipality in Norway, the city of Tromsø, have in common? You said stark nothing, Ryan. What are you doing? You're not that far off. These three may not have anything in common, but they all represent something for me. Pentatonix is maybe my favorite a cappella group of all time. It's close. It's not a short list either, but they're really kind of incredible. T1 is the pinnacle of a game I love to watch in League of Legends, and Tromsø is in northern Norway and is the home of one of the best places you can go to watch the Northern Lights. The Northern Lights are kind of this like naturally occurring phenomena in the sky, and you can see them in different parts of the world, like Alaska and Finland and Norway and Russia and Canada and the thing, and they just light up the sky beautifully. Okay, so what do a cappella music, esports, and the Northern Lights have to do with each other? Because I still haven't answered that question, I suppose. They all represent dreams of mine. I've always wanted to be a competitive esports player in any number of things like Magic or League or Wild Rift or TFT or whatever. Kind of always wanted to sing a cappella, like Pentatonix does. And I've always wanted to see the Northern Lights. So, what stops me? Self-admitted tone deafness, being too old to be a competitive esports player, and a general fear of flying and heights. What do all those things have in common? Well, on some level, they're all kind of just excuses. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 3 says, "For a dream comes with much business, and a fool's voice with many words." Now, the way I choose to interpret that, and I may be reaching here, I don't know. So, you know, kind of take this with a grain of salt. You have to work for things. Not all of our dreams, though some of them will just happen. They're not all going to just be things that magically work out. I'm not going to tell you God isn't going to just make some things happen, because that's entirely possible. But in a lot of cases, that's not the case. And in a lot of cases, like my reasons for not trying to do some of these things, they're just a lot of words. They're just excuses. They're things I choose to let hold me back. I could drive to see the Northern Lights, or I could just get on an airplane. It's actually nominally a very safe way to travel. One of my best friends does it literally all the time. I could actually put the effort into trying to become a competitive esports player in any number of different games that I could at least attempt. And I could take vocal lessons, work on my singing, and try to get into a better position to actually join an a cappella group. All of those things are possible, and they're all dreams, and that's fine. But I have to bother. I have to try. I have to follow through. Sometimes our dreams require us to wait. Sometimes our dreams require us to take action. Never, ever, at least that I can think of, maybe it's not a never ever, but rarely will our dreams ever get anywhere with excuses. And in a lot of cases, our dreams are about the things we want to see God do in our lives, or in the lives of others who we care about. And again, those dreams won't get anywhere unless we put in the effort. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast. Coming out is on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, just because it's a dream doesn't mean it can't, with work, also be a reality. Don't let go.